presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
April 12, 1053 America, New York. Air, and the argument for letting the talent share in the profits. The movie's focus, how Michael Jordan got a cut from Nike, reflects what its filmmakers, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, are trying to do in their new venture.
Daily FX Market News.
April 12, 1050 America, New York. Bank of Canada holds rates steady and sticks to data dependency, USD, CAD slides. At the conclusion of its April monetary policy meeting, the Bank of Canada decided to maintain its policy rate at 4.50%, with a commitment to remain data dependent.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. April 12, 1041 America, New York. Inflation report keeps May interest rate increase in play. Fed officials have signaled greater uncertainty about the economic outlook following bank failures.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
April 12, 1030 America, New York. How valuable is current event reporting? The case of Vietnam. I've had some complaints about how the news media operates. And my less than rosy view of the news is hardly unique. Brian Kaplan, for example, has written on this very blog about his own misgivings about the news.
New York Times Business. April 12, 1020 America, New York. Vox Media spins off NowThis, viral politics site. Known for its viral videos of politicians and other newsmakers, NowThis is preparing to cover the 2024 election as an independent company. As part of a new deal, Vox Media will keep several business ties to NowThis, in addition to its minority stake in the business, said Jim Bankoff, chief executive of Vox Media.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 12, 10 o'clock America, New York. Green tax credits are likely to be more popular and expensive than expected. The trend could undermine a claim by the Biden administration that the climate law reduces deficits.
BBC News Business.
April 12, 9:55 America, New York. Six things we learned from Elon Musk interview. The world's second richest man spoke for nearly an hour on a wide range of subjects.
Global economy.
April 12, 9:29 America, New York. Public debt could return to pandemic era high, warns IMF fiscal chief. Large economies urge to bring government borrowing under control more quickly.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 12, 9:20 America, New York. National Cinemedia files for bankruptcy as latest casualty of cinema slump. Movie theater advertising company charts a path forward in Chapter 11 as major customer Cineworld seeks to break ties.
Daily FX Market News.
April 12, 8:57 America, New York. USD breaking news. U.S. dollar on offer after mixed CPI report. The USD slipped after the U.S. CPI report missed on the headline figure down to 5% from 5.2% expected. DXY bears I-101 support level.
New York Times Business.
April 12, 8:16 America, New York. Inflation expected to show signs of cooling. The March report on consumer prices will probably show overall inflation slowing, although some components likely sped up, complicating the calculation for policymakers. Rapidly rising prices for food and other staples have squeezed consumers for many months.
BBC News Business. April 12, 8:15 America, New York. Ex-CBI boss not shown report that led to dismissal. Tony Danker was dismissed immediately following a report into allegations of misconduct.
Daily FX Market News.
April 12, 7 o'clock America, New York. Euro latest. Euro, USD in limbo ahead of the latest U.S. inflation release. The latest U.S. CPI report crosses the wires at 12:30 Greenwich Mean Time today before the FOMC minutes are released at 1800 Greenwich Mean Time. Until then, a range of markets are stuck in a holding pattern.
Digital finance.
April 12, 6:20 America, New York. Just how personalized can finance become? The Great Transition by Emmanuel Daniel is an acerbic look at how finance will change in spite of fintech. The post Just How Personalized Can Finance Become? Appeared first on Digital Finance.
Marginal Revolution.
April 12, 4:41 America, New York. Measuring the benefits of the biomedical revolution. That is the topic of my latest Bloomberg column. Note that for most economic gains, total GDP and per capita GDP give roughly the same answers. But when it comes to life-saving, that may no longer be the case. Here is one excerpt.
BBC News Business.
April 12, 425 America, New York. De La Rue says demand for banknotes at its lowest in 20 years. Banknote maker De La Rue warns that its full-year profits will be lower than expected.
Global Economy.
April 12, 041 America, New York. First FT. Hong Kongers moving to UK blocked from £2.2 billion in pensions. Also in today's newsletter, EY scraps plans to split and HSBC hires former SVB bankers in US push.
Marginal Revolution. April 12, 026 America, New York. My favorite things, Alaska. I haven't done many of these in a while, mostly because I haven't been in many new states or countries recently. But Alaska I had never visited before, my remaining state, in fact, so here goes. Global Economy.
April 12, 0:00 America, New York. U.S. inflation expected to have eased to lowest level in 2 years. Latest data comes amid debate at Federal Reserve over whether another rate rise will be needed in May.